Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Pretty good. I actually am a big fan of both Preacher and Outlander, but since Preacher's coming first, let's start with that.
Yeah, sure.
Now, is it true, I gathered from the previews that we're seeing out there, that your character of the cowboy or the Saint of Killers, whatever you want to call him, is more prominent in season two? Is that true?
Yeah. He is. He is more prominent in season two. Yeah, I mean, really, right from the get-go with episode one, he's contributing to the action, that's for sure. It pretty much picks up straight off from where we left everybody in season one. And he has a singular purpose, and that is to get hold of the Genesis and thereby get reunited with his family. So he doesn't have anything personally against Jesse. He is merely a means to an end, and all the poor folk that stray into my path are merely people to be removed, again, without any personal animosity. Just really, I've got to get the job done. So, yeah.
And it's an interesting character, of course, because you bring such strong character motivation, such as the mission that you just mentioned, without having a whole lot of dialogue. So as an actor, what are the challenges of allowing your actions to speak volumes?
Yeah, you know, it's a very interesting exercise. You know, one has to work within these constraints. He's a man who is economical with his words and his movements. So you have to retain the sort of still silence a lot of the time and allow that silence and stillness to be very eloquent in their own way. You know, I learned early on stage that stillness catches the eye, and it is very compelling. You know, I move at a measured pace in the show, because that's more frightening, I think, than seeing me run down the street. There's something much more menacing about a man that can take his time coming after you than somebody who needs to rush. So all of those things are part of how I characterize it. And you just have to trust how they're filming it and realize that if you were to suddenly place massive pages of dialogue in the hands of a character like the Saint of Killers, it just wouldn't fit properly. You know, he's not a man given to enormous reflection. And in the tradition of, you know, some of the Clint Eastwood's characters that I know have inspired Garth in writing Preacher originally as a comic book, and, you know, thinking back to even someone like Lee Marvin in Point Blank, that same sort of relentless, remorseless pursuit is very traditional in television and film.
Well, I actually think that despite all of that and having so little to go on other than this menacing and sometimes scary presence, you do actually have some sympathy sometimes for the Saint of Killers. And I'm specifically thinking in season one, where he actually lets the Chinese singer finish in the bar before killing him. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, I know. I mean, in that situation, I think there's an element of cruelty, to be honest. he wants to let him believe that he's going to live.